What is your game plan? Do you have a game plan? Because your energy is not an endless resource. We expend it every single day. And so I have been thinking really for the last couple of years, but it's been picking up steam, you know, like what is the end game for me here? What is the end game for me here? So that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, hey, my name is Bree. If this is your first time listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you've been here for a time or two, thanks for rolling with a sister. I appreciate you. So I like to, or I want to get back to kind of like setting the intention for the podcast. And all we want to do is just center ourselves, be present if you can. I know that sometimes we're listening while we're working or commuting and things like that. And that's cool. I love that for us. But if you're in a place where you can just drop your shoulders, take a second to center yourself, and then we'll get into the episode. That'll be awesome. So all we're going to do is take a breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, just one time together. If you're ready, inhale on three, 3, 2, 1. Hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then let it out slowly through the mouth for 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. All right. So let's go ahead and get into it. So, again, like what is the game plan? And by the way, I forgot to mention that if you did not know this, you can, excuse me, see my beautiful, beautiful face on Spotify. If you have access to Spotify, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is on Spotify. You will see me in all my regal glory, fro and all. So, I took out my micro locks. And just go to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast and you can see me talking. This week's episode is it should be live by Monday afternoon. Okay, so what's the end game here? Let's talk about our energy. And if you see me looking off to the sides because I'm looking at my notes. So, you know, like I said before, our energy is not, and we don't have an endless supply of energy. Okay, it's a resource. It needs to be valued because it's valuable. And so now more than ever, especially for those of us that are in our 40s, our 50s, I'm raising my hand because I'm in my 50s, our 60s and beyond. I mean, this is for any Black woman, obviously, but I'm talking especially to those of us who are quote unquote of a certain age. Okay. Because I'm of a certain age. So women in their 40s or 50s or 60s, and beyond who have spent half their life, more than half their life in some cases, but decades of caretaking, caregiving, tending to others, tending to children, raising children, mothering, taking care of parents, aging parents, taking care of family, pitching in, helping, you know, doing all that, auntieing, grandmothering, all the things. Okay. That takes up a lot of our time. Really, all the things that we do take up a lot of our valuable resource, which is one of our valuable resources, again, is our energy and our time. And if you're not careful, you'll wake up one day and you'll be fully depleted. And you'll look around and say, what the hell do I have to show for this? Besides, obviously, beautiful kids and achievements and things like that, or beautiful, you know, grandchildren, or you were able to take care of your parents when they were in need, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, those are all beautiful things. That's fabulous. But again, like what do I have that is for me? What is for me? Like what did Denzel say? He was like, I'm leaving with something. Okay. What am I leaving with? I'm leaving with something. I personally have been thinking about this for a time or two, and I know that I want to leave, quote unquote, leave. I want my health. I want to be happy, joyful, abundant, have energy, you know, feel amazing. I just want to curate a life, or I have tasked myself with doing my best to live a life that is more healthy, more joyous, you know, and that requires a lot of energy. And I can tell you that when I picked up this part-time job, oh, baby, this part-time job that I've only been working at for less than 6 months, I cannot tell you how many people have come up to me while I was working and said, Are you tired? Are you sleepy? Are you look exhausted. Like if you're watching this on Spotify, I can tell you can see the bags under my eyes. Now, I have had bags. It's been a while. But I can tell that they are more pronounced. I can feel that my energy has it has been drained. I'm more tired, right? And in part, that's because my energy is going to something that, yes, it is necessary for survival, but it's also depleting. It's depleting me. It is draining me dry. Okay. I have known since I was in my 20s that working and using my mind, my body in ways for like corporate profit, regardless of the position like that, it's not for me because I know usually what is required of those types of roles. And I just knew for a long time that it wasn't for me, but it took me until my 40s to really kind of start to, do something. I've been doing this podcast and thinking about self-care and liberation. It's been what? 7, 8 years now, this podcast has been live, I think, something like that, since like 2018 or 2019. So that's a good minute, right? And my journey started before I even started the podcast. But that's when I started the podcast, that's when I really started to get serious, And some of the symptoms, besides people coming up to me and saying, "Are you sleepy?" Yes, I am. But people like my body would just tell me all I needed to know. Everything was hurting. Everything was hurting in the last few months. Everything. Everything. Feet, wrists, arms, fingers, neck, back, sides, like everything, head, everything. It's hurting. I started getting back spasms randomly. I never had back spasms in my life. Now I know that a part of this is the aging process. I get that. I get it. But I know that this is beyond like just the aging process. I'm only in my 50s, baby. Okay. And the 50s that we have now, this is not the 50s of yesteryear. Remember when back in the day you would see someone in like their 40s and it looked like they were in their 70s? Like it was just different. The times were different, right? So 50, I'm not saying that 50 is the new 20 or anything like that, because that would be ridiculous. But 50 is definitely younger. It's a younger 50, Everything is just younger. But yeah, my body was tired, girl. And I literally felt like I could have been cast in The Walking Dead, and I would not have needed much motivation to do the job. They could have just put me out there and I would just be dragging myself along. That's literally how I have felt for the last, off and on, for the last few months since I started this job. And, I had to have a come to Jesus moment. And I realized, like, I reminded myself, like, I'm not built for this. I wasn't designed for this. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm some delicate flower. Oh, I'm so weak. It's not even that. It's not that. But I know that I was not built for this. I just wasn't. I wasn't built or designed for that type of life. And some people are. And that's not a dig. We're all different. And our bodies are designed in different ways to do different things. Some people out there, women included, they will go out there and just smash. I'm not saying that you have to, but the things that I'm doing, you would just smash the hell out of it. And you'd be like, oh, that's it. Know what I'm saying? Like, we're not all designed the same. Our energy is not the same. But I do feel like now is the time, really, again, for those of us in our 40s, our 50s, and beyond, our 60s, our 70s, like, we really need to know what the end game is. And again, I'm not saying that we're all helpless little creatures. I don't think any of us are helpless, but that doesn't mean, just because we're not helpless, it doesn't mean that we don't deserve a softer life, a happier life, a more fulfilling life, a healthier life. doesn't mean we don't deserve that. We don't have to be, you know, damn near busted down and or, you know what I'm saying, to deserve these things. You don't have to be weak or helpless, for example, to deserve kindness, support, compassion, grace, health, wealth, abundance, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Our energy is finite. And it's not, I don't want to say it's not a renewable source because it is. But what I'm saying is, like, if we're constantly in depletion mode, regardless of the role you play or the activities you do or the type of labor you have or whatever, if you're constantly in depletion mode, it just every single day it gets harder and harder to build it, to recharge, to build it back up. And then you put on top of that, like, just everything that's going on, from politics to laws to just everything that's happening and has been happening for a time. And it's like we're being robbed from our healthcare, to the food we eat, to the water we drink, to the plastics in our body, to again, the laws, the political view, the president, like everything. It's just like, and then on top of that, we have like the hormones and the menopause and the perimenopause. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, add that to the roles that we have. It's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a whole hell of a lot. And since our energy is very much a limited resource, we have to be more selfish and think about ourselves more than we do. We have to be more selfish and think about ourselves more than we do. When I talk to my friends, I have a small, very small circle of friends, or even seeing your emails or just what I'm seeing online, like on videos, or when I very briefly scroll social media, and I have to be very intentional about that. I see what Black women are saying. I see what Black women are saying. And a lot of times we're concerned mostly with everybody and everything else. We're not really reserving some of that energy and capacity and time for us, you know? And we need these things to survive and thrive. We need energy to survive and thrive. We need, you know, the charging of our batteries to survive and thrive. We need to be more intentional about caring for ourselves, our health, our well-being, to survive and thrive. So it just makes me think, like, well, what's the end game? You know, what is the end game? And one thing that stood out to me when I was thinking about this is, and your mileage will definitely vary on this, but I know a lot of you are mothers out there, and a lot of you have older children. I have an adult, an older child. She's an adult in her 20s. Okay. I was a single mother. So I'm saying this as someone who threw everything into my daughter as far as time and energy and care and you know, that kind of thing. To the point where, and I think I've shared this before, but to the point where I feel like I over-mothered, you know, I over-mothered. And now, you know, I really have been doing my best to be intentional about reserving the energy, some of the energy that I would have put into her, funneling it into me, funneling that into me. So case in point, my daughter recently got her hair braided. And the old me would have, you know, because she doesn't have a car yet. You know, she doesn't have a car. She really doesn't have a need for a car, but she doesn't have a car yet. She's working on it. She's saving for it. And God willing, by this time next year, she will definitely have one for sure and her license. But the old version of me, not really thinking too much about my energy, my labor, my time, my end game, my health, you know, my well-being. I will be driving her to all the beauty supplies, make sure she's getting the hair that she needs or the exact color and shade that she needs, and making sure, oh, you have an appointment. Are you sure? And did you check the price? And did you check the person's work? And Let me drop you off. Let me pick you up. Like all these things, you know, that I would do obviously if she were younger, of course, you know, of course I would. But she's an adult now. It's okay for me to step back. It's okay to realize that, well, obviously not only is she an adult, so she needs to start making her own choices, of course, but it's okay for me to step back and think about my end game. My end game is my rest, my health, my survival, my thriving, my peace, my joy, my comfort, my, you know, those things, pouring those things into me. You need time for that. You need bandwidth for that. You need energy for that. I can't just give it all away. And as a mother, I know how hard it is to just, you know what I mean? But I can't do that. I won't do that anymore. So, you know, she found the girl to do her hair and she got her hair done. And I did take her to one beauty supply, you know, and what they had is what she got. What they had is what she got. And the lady was like, oh, well, there's another location. And I was like, no, this will suffice. You know what I'm saying? And it did. What they had, it did suffice. And, you know, she Ubered to her appointment and she Ubered home. And I got to rest, tend to myself. You know what I'm saying? Watch TV, lay down, eat. Recuperate, restore, take some quiet time. When the house is quiet, those are the best moments for me. When I'm alone in the house, those are some of the best moments for me because there's no noise. And when there's less noise, there's more energy for me, less distraction, less, you know what I'm saying? So it's a win-win. She's growing in her young womanhood and I'm resting in my womanhood and doing less in my womanhood. And that is a part of my end game, doing less, which will allow me to restore and allow her to continue to bloom into her own. So that is a part of the end game for me. You know, I didn't step in. I didn't do all the labor. I didn't find the braider. I didn't, you know, find out the pricing. I didn't pay for the braids. Honey, I forgot about that. She paid for her own damn braids because she has her own damn, she got a whole ass job. She's a manager. She got a whole ass job. You know what I'm saying? So I just finding ways where I can step back, that step back or that step down in role or the step back of that role or that position that you've either been tasked to do or you have tasked yourself to do. But that step back, it's a way to tap into your end game. Whatever that end game is for you. Again, mine is complete health, wholeness, happiness, abundance.
Choosing ourselves includes no longer utilizing tools that feel draining, such as traditional banking. Looking back, my younger self would have deeply benefited from a banking partner that actually had my back instead of adding to my stress. And that's why I love Chime. They offer the most rewarding fee-free banking built for us. Not the 1%. Traditional old banks love to charge you fees at every chance they get, and Chime says nah to all of that. When you set up direct deposit, you unlock up to $1,150 in annual rewards completely fee-free. You get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice. You get premium travel perks. Your savings can grow faster with a 3.75% APY, which is 9 times higher than the national average, by the way. You can even get up to $500 of your pay early with MyPay. Also, Chime has a feature called Spot Me that lets you overdraft up to $200 fee-free. With Chime, you're upgrading to America's number one choice for banking because it's not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. Head to chime.com/self-care. That is chime.com/self-care. It only takes a few minutes to sign up.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services for MyPay and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Optional products and services may have fees or charges. Stated annual percentage yield and cash back for Chime Prime only. No minimum balance required. Checking account ranking based on a JD Power survey published October 20, 2025. For more information on APY rates, MyPay, SpotMe, and travel perks, go to chime.com/disclosures.
Especially now that I'm in my fifth decade. You know, so yeah, she Ubered, she used her own damn money for the braids, for the Uber. She figured it out. They'll figure it out, mom. they will figure it out. And any bumps along the way, they'll know for next time, right? But again, me stepping back allows her to fully emerge as the young lady that she is, as the adult that she is, you know, and I can do other things. So, you know, we know that the reality is, because it goes beyond obviously mothering. You know, there's systemic things that we are dealing with as a people, as Black women, every single day. Every single day. You know, I read a stat recently, and I know I'm going to say this wrong, even though I can hear it in my mind, but the stat was basically saying that for the first time ever in the United States, like this is the first time in the United States where someone with a minimum wage job, like there is no state in the US that you can live in if you have a minimum wage job where you would be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Hopefully I got that right. But for the first time, there is no state. So I guess apparently there were states before. And obviously we know that there was a time when one income could take care of an entire household, maybe a wife, a husband, and, you know, maybe a couple of kids. One income. I'm not saying that they were necessarily rich or had all the things. I'm not saying that. But one income allowed a family to live and thrive a bit. Those days are no longer, we know those days are not here anymore. And it's sad. It's sad that we live in an abundant, quote unquote, country, the world's best country. That's what they keep saying. Where our healthcare is in shambles, minimum wage is in shambles, the labor industry, like all of it is just in shambles. It's in shambles. It is impossible, damn near impossible to live well when most of the time and energy and resources that you personally have go into labor to survive, to have a little bit more. It's craziness to me. This system is just set up for Black women to do more and get less. To be more, to give more, and have less, be less, you know, not be as healthy, not be as happy, not be as abundant. We damn near got to kill ourselves just to have a decent way of living. And so again, what is your end game? Because we can see the writing on the wall. We've seen it for some time. But this job that I was working on, I'm still working, but oh, I don't know if I said this, but I don't think I said this, but I ended up putting in my resignation. I ended up putting in my resignation because I was like, I can't do this. And honey, I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't know. But I know that my health matters more and I'll figure it out. So I put my resignation in. I was like, I can't do these shifts anymore, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they called me in. And so I went in and talked to the HR department or the HR lady. And she's like, well, is there anything we can do? Maybe less hours. And I said, you know, let's try 24 hours a week, 3 days a week, not 5 days, not 6 days, not, you know, stretching it to where you know, if I say, for example, 24, you'll do 4 hours this day, 5 hours the next, three the next, six the next, where I'm there 5 or 6 days. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I can commit right now to 3 days, 24 hours a week. And I told her, we'll see how that goes. And she was like, yeah, we'll see how it goes, you know? And we'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't work for me, I will pivot again. This job is not my end game. It's just a bridge. It's just a bridge for now. One bridge that I am building of a few. So, you know, I guess the bridge building is the end game, but that specific job is not the end game. Hopefully that tracks what I'm trying to say. But, you know, this idea of laboring until I'm in my 70s. Because I think I think the retirement age, has it been bumped up to 67 or 72? I don't know why I have those two numbers in my head. Maybe 67 used to be it and now it's 72. I'm not sure. I should have looked into that before I hopped on the podcast. But regardless, if it's late 60s, early 70s, like I'm in my 50s now. So if my body's already like telling me, no, sis, we ain't doing this. Now, in my early 50s, if I continue to ignore what my body is saying, if we continue to ignore what our bodies are saying, where will we be in 5 years? How much harm would I be putting on myself if I continue to do the same thing for another 5 years? Like that's not what I envision when I think about the end game. Okay. It's not what I envision. So for me, a part of my end game where I am able to be my healthiest self, to bloom more, to grow more, to experience culture and creativity and, you know, different types of experiences and joy. And, you know, I have had this idea for a minute where I am going to move out of the US. That is a part of my end game. Even if I don't stay out of the US for the rest of my life, this is a part of my end game. I have been thinking about it for the last couple of years. Like I knew that I wanted my life to be different. And I'm not saying it's perfect. There's nowhere that's perfect. There's nowhere that is perfect. Every place is going to have its own unique situation, experiences, you know, things like that. But I'll tell you what, I have been watching so many videos. Black women are moving to Mexico City, Taiwan, Vietnam, like just different, you know, places outside Japan, I think, China, outside of the US, you know, even South Africa. And I watched a video recently of a woman. I believe she was in her early 50s. And she moved to, I believe she moved to Vietnam this year or last year. She moved to Vietnam and she was just talking about how happy she is and how her life has changed, how her health has changed. You see, she had been dealing with some medical things, you know, whatever they were. I don't think she really got too specific, but her doctors basically were just she wasn't getting better for whatever reason. She wasn't getting better. I don't know if it's because they weren't listening to her or just kind of like, you know how our healthcare system is. Our healthcare system is designed for obviously the wealthy, people that have access to much more than the average person does. But her health wasn't getting better. So she decided to move to Vietnam. She told her kids they weren't happy, but you know, it is what it is. She moved to Vietnam and I think she says for $500 US a month or somewhere in there, $500 or $600 US a month, she is eating healthy. She gets her nails done. She gets pedicures, her lashes done, massages. She has healthcare, you know, and different things like that. And her apartment, obviously. And her apartment, I think she lived in a studio. It's either a one bedroom or a studio in Vietnam for $500 or $600 US a month. And she said her health rapidly started improving once she left the country. And I would say, oh, that's a one-off, but it's not because I've seen it over and over again. You know? So again, I ask you, like, what is your end game? Because we can't rely on these systems to be concerned about our health, our well-being, our abundance, our joy, our bloom, our energy, our time. You know, all of these things are valuable for us. But we live in a system that could care less, ultimately, about humans, definitely not about a Black woman's humanity. You know, definitely not about a black, like we are at the end of the totem pole when it comes to the concern about humanity. We know this to be true. So knowing that your energy, your time, your health, you know, is very, these things are very valuable, but they're finite, or they have to be, there has to be something done to where you are able to restore these things, recharge, revitalize these parts of you, or these things that help to make you, you. It's like, what's your end game? How far out have you thought about this? How far out beyond the roles that you're currently doing have you thought about this? Like, getting, again, just this idea of being selfish, what's in it for you when it's all said and done? After you no longer are playing the roles that you're playing, what's in it for you? Sorry, y'all, if you're not watching, I just drank some water. What's in it for you? Or what do you want it? What do you want to be in it for? What do you want to be in it for you? This dog just hit her head. Have you heard that? She didn't hit her head on a damn couch. Lordy be. But yeah, $500 or $600 a month and health restored, happiness, joyfulness, feeling like life is good, having access to amazing health care. She was getting massages pretty much every several times a week, just really taking care of her health in a whole different country. And it's sad that we have to go to a different country to be treated the way that we deserve. But that's the reality now, you know? So I personally feel like 2028 is going to be the year that I do this. So I'm researching, saving money, you know, that kind of thing. I haven't really told my daughter yet, but I plan on doing so very soon, just so we can start preparing for that, because I know that she would not want to come with me, for sure. Heaven forbid. And honestly, I can't say that I would want her to. I want her to experience a life in a way that she wants to. And I want to be able to be free to experience life the way that I want to. And for the last couple of years, I just knew that I wanted something different. Now, granted, like I mentioned in the last episode or several episodes ago, I was supposed to live on some land with a friend, and that's no longer happening. You know, I thought that was going to be a part of my in-game story, but it's not. But it's okay, because, you know, we can pivot. We take the experience, we learn from it, and we pivot. You know, we don't allow one setback to hold us back. That's what we're not going to do. So, you know, this overseas thing is definitely something that is back on the table for me. It was something that I considered before. Now it's back on the table for me. I'm excited. There is definitely some uncertainty and things I need to figure out and explore, but that is a part of my end game. So, you know, again, it's time to start thinking about yourself more than you do. And I've mentioned this before, self-care is a full-time, I usually used to say job. I don't even like, when I think of the word job, it just has such a negative connotation, but it does require extensive and consistent dedication. You know, it requires us to frame ourselves as the main character on a very regular and consistent basis, because we've got to find ways to go beyond just surviving these food circumstances, these rent circumstances, these labor circumstances, these system circumstances, these racism circumstances, these political circumstances, just the everyday stress of what's happening in this country. So my question to you is, you know, what is your end game? When's the last time you thought about it? Where are you putting your finite energy into today that no longer requires it? Is there an area in your life where you can start to step back so that you can pour that time, that energy, that care back into yourself? And also, do you have an end game? Once the roles that you are currently in are no longer an option for whatever reason, whether it's your choice or, you know, life just happens or kids get older or whatever the case may be, like, what's after that? What's next? What's the next thing that you can do to really, really center yourself? Because you're allowed to do that. And that time is definitely coming. All things are always changing. Nothing remains the same. And though there's definitely some comfort and security a lot of times in the labels, I guess, or the roles that we play or the roles that we have, those roles are not always, they're definitely not always permanent. Or if they are permanent, they still like everything shifts and changes. You know what I mean? Everything evolves and nothing necessarily always stays the same exactly as it is. And what you don't want to happen is you look up and now it's 5 years later, things have changed and you have not once thought about yourself and what's next. And so now you're scrambling to figure things out. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but now is the time to go ahead and start thinking about that. Okay. All right. So I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you watch this on Spotify, leave a comment in the comment section and give me your thoughts on what we talked about today. If you listened on iTunes or Spotify and you enjoy this conversation, please, please, please leave a rating and review. That helps the show to go a very long way. Share this with your friends, share the link, share the podcast, share the Spotify link, and have them listen to it as well and join the community. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Definitely much, much, much more to come. I will see you next Monday on another episode. In the meantime, think about what we talked about. And as we leave, actually, I do want to take that grounding breath just one more time. We're going to inhale through the nose and then hold it for a second. And then we're going to let it out and just continue to allow our bodies to relax. All right. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and inhale through the nose and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then slowly release it through the mouth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. I'll see you next Monday. Take care.